Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Fantasy Hockey Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today and receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head over to BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Hockey Podcast presented by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I am your host, Justin Bruni. Joining me this fine Sunday evening is my brother and co-host, Nick Olzak. How are we doing, sir? Happy Sunday.
Yep, happy Sunday to you. Doing good. Ready to talk some hockey. Been a crazy week of fantasy. Got another crazy week ahead of us, so ready to get right into it.
Yep, yes, sir. Yes, sir. How are you looking this week in week 14? What's your matchup looking like?
Week 14 is really tight right now. It's coming down to the wire. I'm up 375 to 374.6. Ooh, I had to make some sacrifice moves to try and get those extra games in. But yeah, at the end of the day, just hoping not to pull out a big win because I don't want to fall to 11-3.
Yep. Definitely grinding through these matchups here. You're in a pretty good position, though. I'd say you're pretty safe. You're 11-2, like you said. You know, you take a loss, you'll be 11-3. I look like I'm going to come out on top. We got a very healthy lead, 346 to 198. Going to be getting a little bit closer to 500 here. Going to be 7-7 after this week. Looks like I'll still be roughly, you know, third in points. Don't think I'm going too far from that anytime soon. But yeah, we're getting along here. I want to say we have about 6 weeks left. 8 weeks left of the regular season. And then we are into our fantasy playoffs. So we're getting down to the wire here. Every win matters. In this show, we are actually going to be taking a little bit of a diversion in fantasy. We're going to be looking at daily fantasy hockey for 1/24. That's Monday, January the 24th. That's tomorrow. So we're going to be looking at tomorrow's 7-game slate. And then as Nick mentioned just before, we need to look at some drop candidates. You know, these tight matchups that we have, you know, each week we're looking at waiver pickups. This week we're looking at waiver drops, you know, guys that we've been letting go of the past, past week or so here. So let's just jump right into it. Nick, we're going to dive into some DFS talk for January the 24th. Let's start with our centers. I believe you have a DraftKings lineup and I have a FanDuel lineup. Let's go through our guys up the middle. Who are your first two candidates that you have up here?
Starting off, I've got Ryan Hartman of the Minnesota Wild, solid first-line center over there, getting a lot of minutes. We talked about him a lot, and we still do. His shots on goal, big thing for him. He was always hitting those props for shots on goal. He plays along some solid wingers with Kaprizov and Zuccarello, so I think there's a lot of upside for him. And on DraftKings at 6,000, I think it's a pretty solid pay.
Yep, I like that. I don't hate that value with the 6,000. I do believe he's a bit more expensive on FanDuel, so I do like that value there. Who is your second center?
I had Nazem Kadri at 7,500, which I thought, in my opinion, was a steal because Nazem Kadri's play has just been off the charts this year, hitting so many career numbers, playing on that Colorado second line, and he's just been a very solid player, and there's really no reason not to want to take him because, yeah, Colorado's hot. His numbers are hot. Hopefully he stays hot tomorrow night.
I agree. And he has a plus matchup up against the Chicago Blackhawks. I'm staying right there with my first center pick. Not Nazem Kadri, but I am going with Nathan MacKinnon. His cost on FanDuel is at $10,300. He has 42 points in 29 games this season, including 7 points in his last 5 games, totaling 3 goals and 4 assists. The Chicago Blackhawks have allowed the 8th most goals allowed on the season, and the Colorado Avalanche are 4-1, or excuse me, 5-0 in their last 5. MacKinnon, a ton of upside. First line center on the power play, 19 shots on goal, also across the last 5 games. High cost, but I believe that he's worth it. Kadri, yeah, you get a little bit better value, but I like MacKinnon locking down, you know, a lot of minutes on that top line and on the power play. Next up, I have more of a value pick in Tyler Seguin. He's at $5,000 on FanDuel. Another juicy matchup here. We've got the Philadelphia Flyers on deck. The Flyers have dropped 11 straight games, and they've allowed the 6th most goals against this season. Across their last 10 games, they've also allowed 41 total goals, so they are bleeding goals right now. They are letting in a lot of production up against their opponents. Seguin, 3 goals, 3 assists in his last 5 games with just 19 points in 38 games this season. So 6 points in this last stretch here. He's turned it on a little bit. Also has 20 shots on goal in his last 5 games. So he's a bit of a trendier pick as well. Lower cost, trying to balance that out, obviously, with the high upside of MacKinnon. So I really like our start here. I think we've got some good matchups. You're attacking Montreal with Hartman. I have some wild players in there as well. I see that you're stacking Hartman with this next player here. Who do you have up as your first winger?
I've got his first line mate in Matt Zuccarello, another guy that's been very, very solid for the Minnesota Wild on that first line with Hartman and Kaprizov. And yeah, his numbers are right there. The Wild are hot. Picked up a couple big wins against our Blackhawks, which was unfortunate to see. But those, that line right there, they were just playing very solid hockey, very solid two-way offensive, defensive end of the ice. And so with his numbers and the Wild being hot, there's no reason not to take him, especially you get that 2 of the 3 guys on that first line. And on DraftKings, he's only slated at $5,700. So I think there's a lot of value there for someone that's not going to cost a lot.
Agreed. And who is your other winger?
I had Alex DeBrincat, the Chicago Blackhawks, going back to that matchup with the Hawks and the Avalanche. I think the Hawks are going to get scored on a lot, but I do like Alex DeBrincat. He's been very solid down the stretch these last 5-10 games. Even when the Hawks are losing, he's still putting up a lot of numbers, getting a lot of goals, a lot of assists, gets a lot of ice time on that team. Really one of their go-to guys besides Patrick Kane. So yeah, I like Alex DeBrincat in this. And at $5,500, I do like his value too. And I think that he will have a fair game tomorrow against Colorado.
Yeah, especially if they're playing from behind and they're just trying to, you know, get a lot of shots on net, try to get some, you know, overcompensate in the second half of the game, you know, maybe for a bad start. Colorado, obviously a huge powerhouse this season. I love Zuccarello as well. He is in my lineup as well as my first winger. A little bit better value that you're getting on DraftKings. I'm paying about $7,000 for him. I love this matchup up against Montreal. He has 36 points in 31 games this season, including 10 points in his last 5 with 3 goals and 7 assists. He is also +8 across that stretch with 14 shots on goal. Another juicy matchup here. The Montreal Canadiens have allowed the 2nd most goals against in the NHL. So again, a lot more, lot of upside here. We both love Zuccarello in this one. I believe I have Zuccarello. Oh no, actually that's a different stack. So I don't have him stacked. My next winger is another forward for the Minnesota Wild, but he is on line 2 for them. So I'm kind of spreading things around, really trying to get more exposure to this Canadiens matchup. So next guy up I have is Kevin Fiala. He plays on the 2nd line for the Wild and on their 2nd power play unit. So still some healthy exposure there, good amount of minutes. His cost is $6,000, 27 points in 37 games. I already mentioned Montreal allowing a lot of goals. Kevin Fiala, 5 points in his last 5 games, 3 goals, 2 assists, and a +5. Also, he's recorded 17 shots on net. The Minnesota Wild are 4-1 in their last 5 games. So they're really rolling right now, coming off a big win up against our Chicago Blackhawks. They had tied that game up with less than 2.5 minutes to play, and then they won it in overtime. I actually won a 4-game parlay on that, so I didn't hate it too much. It was my Blackhawks, but hey, I'll take it. So yeah, really love what the Minnesota Wild are cooking with right now. I've got Zuccarello and Fiala. Nick's got Zuccarello and Alex DeBrincat, so some pretty good options right now. Let's jump over to our defensive pairings, Nick. What 2 defensemen are you going with? I think your guys, I think they have a little bit more upside than my guys, but let's see what we got here.
So starting out, we got Devontae's of the Colorado Avalanche, and I can't say enough about this guy. I recently acquired him in fantasy, and ever since being acquired by my team, he's just been very solid, playing over 25 minutes a game. He's got 5 points in his last three games, playing on that first D pair with Cale Makar, and on a hot Avalanche team like that, there's no reason that his numbers should drop against the Blackhawks. And for future reference, he does have a favorable schedule if you are looking to acquire him in fantasy, as he plays Chicago, then Boston, Chicago again, and then Buffalo. So there's a lot of room if you are going to acquire him in a fantasy league down the stretch for him to be able to produce. But I love this pick at $5,100. I think he's going to be very, very solid for me, and I think he will continue his red-hot streak and put up some points tomorrow. And as for my second defenseman, I have Matt Grizzlick of the Boston Bruins, who I believe he only has 14 or 16 points on the year, but 10 of those points have come in his last 10 games. One goal and 9 assists in his last 10. Been very solid for the Boston Bruins. Him and Charlie McAvoy have been go-to guys, so I like that pick, and I like the matchup, too, that they have tomorrow up against the Anaheim Ducks. So, yeah, I see a lot of upside for both, and I'm hoping it goes very well with those two.
Yep, I love the extra exposure there against the Blackhawks. Another really good matchup. So far, I mean, you've got matchups up against Montreal, solid, Chicago, Montreal, Chicago. So, very aligned here with only a few games. But, you know, if you hit on this, you're going to hit pretty big. So it should be an interesting one. Love the Grizzlick pick, having him come back from COVID. Anaheim, they haven't been producing in their last 6 or 7 games or so. So that's another really good matchup. Let me jump over to my defenseman. I'm looking at Justin Schultz and Jared Spurgeon. So let me start with Spurgeon first. Spurgeon has a cost of $5,200, also going up against Montreal. Like I said, really want to get as much exposure in that matchup as I can. He has 13 points in 22 games this season. In his last 5 games, he has 5 assists, no goals, however. Is a +3 across that stretch and has 10 shots on net. Just more exposure to this matchup. You know, he's only played 22 games this season. He's really kind of starting to get along here. Has five points in the last 5 games, so I like that upside. And I'm not spending too much. And again, just really good matchup up against Montreal, as we've already said. Next up, really buy low option here, Justin Schultz at $3,700. You know, the name, obviously there's some brand value there. The production, not so much. He only has 2 assists in his last 5 games, 8 points in his last 37 games this season, but he is on the ice a ton. 3 out of his last 5 games, he's played 22 minutes plus. He plays on the first defensive pairing for DC, and he plays on their first power play. So he's exposed to a lot of production on the team. It's just that he's got to get his extra touch. You know, he's got to get that, you know, extra pass in there or extra opportunity on the power play. So I do still like his upside, but, you know, you're not really banking on him necessarily, you know, bearing an assist or a goal. Probably just want to get some healthy shots on net and provide a little bit of steady production at the cost of $3,700. I do expect some high scoring in that game between Vegas and DC, like a 4-3, 5-4 type of game. So I'm hoping that Schultz can get some exposure on that. Let's jump over to your last 2 wingers, Nick, and my last 2 flex spots. Who you got?
My last 2 wingers, I've got Andrei Burakovsky of the Colorado Avalanche. Again, very solid player. Plays on that line, too, with Nazem Kadri. Can't say enough about him. Just going to keep it short on him. Very good. Very solid. Been putting up a lot of numbers in terms of fantasy-wise and in terms of the score sheet. And so I really like that pick. And then my other pick is a very interesting one. I went with Henrik Borgstrom of the Chicago Blackhawks at $2,500. Now, this one, I was going back and forth. You know, I was making this lineup. I was tight on the budget, and I was thinking about the Blackhawks, and I was like, you know, who's been kind of playing a lot, doing well for them. And Henrik Borgstrom was the first name to come to mind. He's playing on the first line, I believe, with Patrick Kane and Alex DeBrincat. So he's getting the looks, getting the ice time. And I really like what I see out of him when he is on the ice and he's given the opportunities to play in those situations where he's held to a higher expectation. And since then, he's done very well. We saw that he put up 2 goals the other night against the Wild in a very close game. So I'm looking for him to have another solid effort against the Avalanche, because he showed that he can compete with those high-level hockey teams like the Wild. So I expect him to have a solid matchup up against Colorado.
Yeah, and he really got off to a good start in that game. That's something that you're going to look for in this matchup up against Colorado, because that still is a very tough matchup. You know, I would trust the line one of the Avalanche to take care of business up against line one of the Blackhawks. Big reason why I'm so in on Nathan MacKinnon for Monday the 24th. But I like those picks. Borgstrom, super deep value, only 2,500 cost. He's trending right now, so I like where your head's at with that. Let me jump into my last two wingers, my two flex spots, and then we're going to touch on some goalies here. So I have William Karlsson of the Vegas Golden Knights, line one center, power play one center, only costs 4,500. He has 13 points in just 26 games, so just about every other game he's hitting a point, but he does have 3 points in his last five games, two goals, one assist. However, he has finished a minus one through this stretch with 12 shots on goal. Now, DC, a better defensive-minded team, they've only allowed the 19th most goals against this season. This is as far back as I go, as far as, like, you know, lack of exposure to teams that just let in a lot of production, that, you know, give up a lot of opportunities night in and night out. But again, I really like this matchup. I really like Vegas and DC. I think it'll be a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be a fun matchup. So I want a little bit more exposure to that, like I mentioned with Justin Schultz. William Karlsson, another, you know, lower cost player that's playing a lot of minutes. You know, he has over 18 minutes in four of his last five games. So lower cost, a little bit of a more sneaky opportunity. I really like the value that he's going to bring to my lineup tomorrow on the 24th. Lastly, I have Denis Gurianov of the Dallas Stars. This is stacking with the line two center of Tyler Seguin, who I mentioned at the top of my lineup, and getting back to this juicy Philly matchup. As I said earlier, Philly, they've dropped 11 in a row. They've dropped 41 goals in their last 10 games. They have allowed the sixth most goals against this season. Gurianov, one goal, two assists in his last five games, 16 shots on net, including an eight-shot game just a couple of games ago up against the Buffalo Sabres. So he's playing well, you know, up against some poor teams, and there's no one worse than Philly right now. They are just on a completely downward trend. You know, if you don't like any of these picks here that I've mentioned from Dallas, I recommend, you know, maybe shifting over to Roope Hintz, Jason Robertson. While they do have a little bit more cost, they are in a really juicy matchup up against Philly. I went with some of the value picks there, taking the line two center and line two winger stack for the Dallas Stars, pairing them obviously also with some other trending picks. Let's wrap this discussion up here on the DFS end, Nick. Who do you have in net? Who is your goaltender for Monday the 24th?
You know, with it being Sunday and all, it does get hard to pick a goalie because you don't know who to start. But I think I'm going to go with a safe pick with Cam Talbot of the Minnesota Wild. Again, Montreal, one of the worst teams in terms of goals against, so I see a solid win for Minnesota there. And one of the things I'd like to point out is with the Canadiens, Jake Allen is going to be out the next 8 weeks. I believe it's a lower body injury. I'm not 100%, but I know he's going to be out a while, so that means it's going to be Samuel Montembeault, who's most likely going to be starting as Caden Primeau started the last game. So nice. I see Montembeault and Talbot being a solid matchup. And then again, I do see Talbot pulling it out. Even though Montreal's kept the games close, I still see Minnesota pulling this one out. And I say it's probably going to be a high-scoring game. I think you're looking at probably a 5-2 game, something
okay,
like that.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. Like we said, they've been bleeding goals here, so I think that's a good one. Montreal, second most goals allowed in the NHL. They're a juicy matchup. Philly's a juicy matchup. Blackhawks are a juicy matchup, so I like where you're at there. All right, my goaltender, I've got Igor Shesterkin of the New York Rangers taking on the LA Kings. It looks like they're also going to be playing at home. The Kings have only scored the 18th most goals scored this season, so that's a plus matchup. The Rangers, as a team, they've allowed the eighth fewest goals against. That's as a team. But Shesterkin himself, he's been on fire, 93% save percentage. That ranks him sixth in the league. He is eighth in wins in the league, 19-4-2 record, outstanding. And the Rangers are 7-3 in their last 10. Shesterkin is also second in goals against average with 2.07. Very juicy numbers here for Shesterkin. Love the plus matchup with the Kings at home. Even if somehow the Rangers don't show up on offense, I still think they'll take care of business here. I don't think Shesterkin's going to allow anything more than two goals in this game, and I do believe he has high potential to lock down the shutout on Monday night to start off the week. So those are my picks there. I'm just going to run through mine really quickly, and then Nick's going to go through his. I've got Nathan MacKinnon at $10,300, Tyler Seguin at $5,000, Mats Zuccarello at $7,000, Kevin Fiala at $6,000, Jared Spurgeon at $5,200, Justin Schultz at $3,700, William Karlsson at $4,500, Denis Gurianov $4,800, and then rounding it out is Igor Shesterkin at $8,400. Go ahead and jump through your lineup here quick, Nick, and then we're going to hit a quick break on the other end.
Yeah, I've got Ryan Hartman at $6,000, Nazem Kadri at $7,500, Mats Zuccarello at $5,700, Alex DeBrincat at $5,500, Devontae's at $5,100. Matt Grizzlick at $4,700. Cam Talbot at $8,500. Henrik Borgstrom at $2,500. And Andre Burakovsky at $4,500.
Okay, I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. Let's hit a quick break. And on the other side, we are going to jump into some waiver wire conversations. We're going to start off with some guys that we are dropping, some guys that we have let go across the past week on our fantasy teams. Be right back. Are you ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, sports from the NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, and of course, college football. WynnBET has some brand new bonuses. Check out the Bet $5 to win $400 in free bets. Also, you can win a VIP trip to Shaq's Funhouse in Los Angeles. Bet $20 on WynnBET's Build Your Own Bet feature and earn a chance to win a once-in-a-lifetime experience for the big game. You and three guests will receive a VIP experience at Shaq's Funhouse, two nights at Wynn Las Vegas, a $5,000 free bet at Wynn Las Vegas Sportsbook, and a $5,000 travel credit. You can't beat it. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. Are you ready to play? Sign up today and receive a special offer, risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. See a ticket you like, but think the price is too high? Submit a bid for a price you think is fair, then buy it. You can always find the best odds because you're buying directly from other bettors, just like yourself. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit, and PropSwap will double it up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds. If you're not using PropSwap, then you're missing out. This episode is brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the matchups. You can cash out for gift cards when your bets hit and even help raise money for charity along the way. Brand new company looking to grow their early adopter community. Slick app and fun to use, very easy. One of the reasons we love it is they also offer prop betting. So if you're in a state that hasn't legalized gambling yet, you can get in on some prop bets on Better Fantasy. Check them out today at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's BETTOR fantasy.com/SGPN. Okay, and we're back. We are going to be jumping into some waiver wire conversation. We are talking about players that we have dropped across the past week, some guys that we just could not hang on to, whether it's because of negative production, just not having enough games, having tight matchups, needing to make those extra moves. Let's start with you, Nick. Who was your first drop candidate this week? Who did you have to let go of?
One of the hard things, and I really hyped him up for a while, was Tuukka Rask. At the end of the day, he just wasn't playing a lot. He had a good game for me last week, but ever since then, he had two starts this week, and one of them, he was a negative 10 in fantasy. And in a tight fantasy matchup, you can't have that at all. And so I had to drop him right after that, get some more goalies in the rotation, and that was really unfortunate because I hyped him up for a while. On the other
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I also had Ryan Lindgren of the New York Rangers, who was playing very solid by his numbers. But in the one game that I did have him in up against the Carolina Hurricanes, he was a negative 4. And he was someone that I just could not hang on to just because of those numbers. Put up 5 the next game, but with that inconsistency like that, I really couldn't afford to hang on to him. And then a very hard one for me was Jared Spurgeon of the Minnesota Wild. I picked him up yesterday against the Blackhawks. I really liked that matchup. He was coming off of IR with a lower body injury. And so I plugged him in. He got 2 assists. But right now, with my matchup being as tight as it is, I couldn't afford to hang on to him. I had to get another forward that can produce tonight because he doesn't have a game. And it was really unfortunate that I had to drop him just for the sole purpose. I had to sacrifice something else for this matchup. And then same thing goes for a guy like Dominic Kubalik of the Chicago Blackhawks. Had him in for a couple solid games against the Ducks and the Kraken. But then after that, just really fell off. Had game... the games against Minnesota, where he didn't produce anything, was -4 and was really unfortunate for me. So yeah, those are some of the guys that I had to drop for unfortunate circumstances.
Of that grouping, who do you expect will bounce back?
Probably Jared Spurgeon. Even though that this past game on Saturday night was his first game of the year, I think he's going to be very solid coming back on a very solid Minnesota team after being gone for 8 weeks, I believe it was. But because before that, he had 11 points in 21 games, which for a defenseman, is pretty solid. He was a plus player, very, very good numbers. And so, yeah, I see him having a bounce back after overgoing some injury troubles.
No faith in Tuukka Rask?
I mean, it's really hard. I think Tuukka Rask is going to have the issue. He's going to have to share the net with Linus Ullmark. I don't think they're going to give him that starter's job right away, because you have to remember he hasn't played in over a year. And so I think it's going to take some time before I would consider Tuukka Rask as someone as a bounce back, opposed to Jared Spurgeon, who's going to be in the lineup every game and someone who can get you points on a consistent basis, while Rask might be playing every other 1 to 2 games. So I'll have to see how that looks down the stretch.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. I'm going to jump into my guys here. First up, I've got Anders Lee. Now, albeit, I don't think that Anders Lee should have been on my team probably for the past couple of weeks. He's not a point per game player. He's only got 3 points in his last 8 games, but I just have a soft spot for him. I don't know what it is. I'm a Notre Dame fan. I've seen Anders Lee play before in the green and gold. I'm a big fan of his. Probably held on to him for a little bit too long. Had to let him go, just looking for better trending players. But, you know, when he's on, he's got that scoring touch. I do think he'll bounce back, but I don't know if it's going to be at that point per game level production, which we're constantly looking for in fantasy. So I had to let go of Anders Lee of the New York Islanders. Next one, also a soft spot. This one kind of hurt my heart a little bit. Trevor Zegras has 0 points in his last 3 games. He does have 4 points in his last 7 games, but 3 out of his last 7 games, he has finished with negative totals in fantasy hockey, and he's also a -6 on that stretch. Prior to going down with COVID, he had a very strong, you know, middle of November to middle of December. He had 20 points in 17 games. He was on fire. He was rolling. He was looking good. He looked like, you know, someone that you wanted to buy, someone that you had to pick up. He was a must own. And how fast he has fallen from grace. Unfortunately, Trevor Zegras is going to have to stay off of my fantasy roster until the Ducks turn it around. I feel like the team has just kind of taken a negative turn around the corner here. Once they kind of get back to some, you know, hard-nosed hockey, a little bit more disciplined play that, you know, really struck or found them in the at the start of their season, I will probably be willing to pick him up again. But it's a very wait-and-see scenario, very bad stretch of games here. Next up, this one I kind of hit myself on the head for. Nico Hischier, actually been very solid. He just had like a couple of days off. He played today. They may have started that game, the Devils and the Kings. I'm not sure. But he had a game today. He played yesterday. But prior to that, I believe his other game was either Wednesday or Thursday. And I just felt like I just want to keep trading, you know, my ads and my drops. And how my team was is set up, he's just the odd man looking out at the center position. You know, I've got guys like Sidney Crosby. I've got Mika Zibanejad, Claude Giroux. You know, it's tough to keep being able to rotate in and out centers with consistency because there are just so many of them that, you know, produce in the NHL. So Nico Hischier still heading at a nice rate, point per game. I don't have his production in front of me, but I believe he has at least a point in his last 4 or 5 games or so. So he's been clicking. Devils also had some games postponed. That was definitely playing a role as well. Just need to get that action. Need to get him on the ice. I need those matchups in my lineup. And then last one here I have is Logan Couture. Had a great run. He had like 4 games in a row where he had at least 1 goal. And then the last 5 games, he has just 1 point, just 1 assist. He's also a -6 across those last 5 games. And he has finished with negative fantasy points in 3 of those 5 games. Nick, I was trying to sell him. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, like I would love to keep this guy on my team. I just don't, you know, see that production continuing. So I tried to move him. Didn't work. Then I wound up having to drop him. Like, literally, it was just bone dry. -6 in the last 5, 1 point in the last 5, no goals. Like, that was his entire upside. And then it just went out the door. So I got Anders Lee, Trevor Zegras, Nico Hischier, and Logan Couture. Of those 3, which would you expect to bounce back?
I think Nico Hischier, 100%. I bet he was definitely a tough drop because he is one of those guys close to point a game. But playing on that New Jersey first line, getting those minutes, getting those opportunities on the power play and possibly the penalty kill, I'm not 100%. I think he'll bounce back pretty soon, and I think he's someone that can be back on someone in our league's fantasy roster, if not yours.
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely try to get him back for sure. But yeah, I mean, I just felt kind of boneheaded because I'm looking at my matchup. I got a big lead. I don't really need to be trading, trading matchups right now. But I did anyways. It's fine. He just had a couple of days off. I'll try to get him again. But like I said, really deep at the center position. Giroux also fills out a wing slot for me. So I do have some availability there. But at the same time, you know, you just got to keep these at least one or two slots open to constantly trade with the waiver wire. We're going to wrap it up here, Nick. Who is one or two locks for a pickup for Monday for you? Who are some guys that you'd like to add for your lineup tomorrow?
For tomorrow, I would probably have to go with probably a guy like Chandler Stephenson if he's available in your league. He's someone that's been on and off our waiver wire in our leagues, and I think that's someone that you could probably snag up just to get him in for the game. And I actually ended up trading for him, so I'm holding on to him. He's got goals in back-to-back games. So I see him as someone that you can plug in right away. And if he does good, maybe you hold him long-term. And he is 74% rostered, but his roster number or percentage is down to the last day. So he might just pop up on your waiver wire. You never know.
Okay. I like Alex Iafallo. He's been hitting at a nice rate, 3 points in his last three games. Only 31% rostered and on fantasy teams. Kind of a higher end play would be like a Braden Schenn. He has a 63% ownership. He has 5 points in his last two games, but he is a highly added player on Yahoo Sports right now. So someone that may be available in your league. Just trying to look for another matchup here for the 24th. And I think that's all I got.
I was going to say, I also like Marcus Foligno. He had a pretty solid weekend against the Blackhawks, put up 3 points in two games. Was a plus four with 3 shots on goal. So if he can continue that and do a weaker Montreal team, I think that he'll produce some fancy numbers tomorrow at a pretty solid rate.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, like we said, Montreal's a great matchup right now. Second most goals allowed in the NHL, so a lot of upside there. All right, this was good stuff. We appreciate you for listening. Nick, do you have anything to share before we head out?
Just good luck this week and fantasy, and hope that last week was good. My week is starting to fall apart. Jesper Bratt has 2 goals right now on the other guy I'm playing his team, and so now I'm down 9 points, and at 6:47 central time on a Sunday, that's kind of tricky, you know, getting in the late end of the matchup. So hoping I can pull this one out, and I hope you guys can pull your matchups out too.
Yep. Best of luck to everybody. What's the score of that Devils game?
2-1 Devils, end of the first period. And Jesper Bratt has both goals. And Iafallo on my team has the goal for LA.
Nice. There you go. Mentioning Iafallo, the good stuff there. I need Columbus to pick it up. They are down 1-2 to Ottawa. I have them winning that game parlayed with the Devils covering. So Devils in a good position, but I need Columbus to get it together. I mean, come on. It's Ottawa, guys. What are we doing?
Right.
All right. Very good. If you guys have any questions, you want to reach out to us, you can find me on Twitter at TITTHJB. Also, go follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at Gambling Podcast on Twitter. Take care, be well, be good. And if you can't be good, be good at it. We'll see you.